It is Thursday, so we talk trends on a Thursday. And Kirsty Bissett, good morning. Hope you're well.
Hey, Lester, how are you?
Oh, you almost didn't hear me there. And that's currently what's trending, Kirsty. Hearing loss is a growing trend, starting to affect younger and younger people too. More and more research is showing that younger people may be at greater risk from hearing loss or hearing difficulties, more than that, a risk that they may not realize, Kirsty.
Yes, so this raft of kind of new hearing aids have hit the market in recent years, and they offer a great appeal to a generation of young adults that some experts are saying are both developing hearing problems later in life, but almost paradoxically becoming far more comfortable with this piece of technology pumping sound into their ears. So if we look at the markets, the hearing aids market in terms of revenue, it was estimated to be worth about $7.5 billion in 2021 and poised to reach over $10 billion by 2026. And this is because the world's population is seeing an increase in hearing loss much younger. So about 5% of the world's population require some kind of rehab to be addressed regarding their hearing. About 10% of millennials and 17% of Gen Z have some level of hearing loss already, whereas I think in the past there's kind of this stigma or attached to it that it's only kind of reserved for a much older audience. And from an SA perspective, 12 million South Africans have some form of hearing loss and 3.6 million require treatment, but of whom less than 10% are actually receiving any treatment.
What are some of the factors enhancing risk? And I'm thinking, if I particularly think of young people, it would be environmental, because many of them, and I'll say many of us, are sitting either with big headphone cans on the ears or these earplugs deep into our ear canals, blasting music 12 hours of a 24-hour day.
Exactly, and that's exactly it. So we know, I think we generally know that unsafe listening practices will lead to damage to our hearing, you know, very, very loud music. But with the advent of tech and you know, just consuming so much more media on our phones and, you know, streaming on television, we're being exposed to sound a lot more, and it's not necessarily loud sounds that's going to cause issues with our hearing, but just that extended exposure to sound as well. And I think what's happened also kind of post-lockdown is, you know, going into events and wanting to get kind of as much out of a, you know, concert or a loud event as possible, we're exposing ourselves, you know, more to it without taking any precautions to protect our hearing, because I think a lot of people don't think it's an issue to be addressed at a young age.
And tech is, of course, being used to advance hearing aids, not just for younger people, and that's what the trends that we're seeing, but also for older people are more and more making use of hearing aids and hearing enhancing equipment.
Certainly. So there's some very exciting tech that's moving into the hearing aid market that makes it far more accessible, that makes it easier, and that makes it kind of more attractive to wear and reduce that stigma. So the first kind of biggest trend within hearing aid tech is the fact that they're now rechargeable, which means less waste, which is really, really important to us and the environment. There's easy charge and go convenience. We no longer have to worry about, you know, putting batteries into these devices. So with offering rechargeable options, it's a matter of time before they kind of become the defaults. Another great trend that's popping up here is connectivity. So, you know, a lot of kind of articles are calling hearing aids glorified AirPods now. Mm. So there's the ability to stream TV audio, music, telephone calls, your favorite morning radio show, and being able to channel those sounds right into your hearing aids. And it's a really great technology. So they're essentially acting as headphones. Mm. But the hearing advice makes it easier to kind of lean into sounds that you love wirelessly. Mm. And all of this can be done via an app. There's even capability to have a translator through your hearing aids. So it really, really is making life easier. And then another great piece of tech that's coming in, and I think it's something that I mention on almost every slot now, is artificial intelligence. So the apps connected to hearing aids are now suggesting how to adjust the aid in terms of the environment that you're in. You can even suggest, you know, Netflix recommendations, your household temperature, and that AI is making it easier to learn, you know, the movements and behaviors of someone with a hearing aid in order to automatically adjust the tech to protect their hearing further.
I giggle because I don't know if it was a WhatsApp that I saw or a post, but it was of a wife who played a trick with her husband on new Bluetooth hearing aid, and she connected to her phone, and it was a very nasty trick, but then she started playing a song off her phone straight into his Bluetooth hearing aid. I was wondering where was the music coming from.
Interesting.
Shame. It's very, 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 very nasty. But really appreciate it. Kirsty Bissett, Managing Director of Have You Heard, talking about trends on a Thursday. Yes, Jeff, I do realize, and I think it's generally accepted, not everyone has 100,000 rand for these grand aids, but I am only 38 years old, but I'm already starting to cup my hands, my palms over my ears already. 021-446-0567.